keep good company and have milk, butter and cheese every day into the bargain. What would I give to have such a prize?
Well, said the shepherd, if you are so fond of her, I will change my cow for your horse. I like to do good to my neighbours, even though I lose by it myself.
Done, said Hans merrily. What a noble heart that good man has, thought he. Then the shepherd jumped upon the horse, wished Hans and the cow good morning, and away he rode. Hans brushed his coat, wiped his face and hands, rested a while, and then drove off his cow quietly, and thought his bargain a very lucky one. If I can only have a piece of bread, and I certainly shall always be able to get that, I can, whenever I like, eat my butter and cheese with it. And when I'm thirsty, I can milk my cow and drink the milk, and what can I wish for more? When he came to an inn, he halted, ate up all his bread, and gave away his last penny for a glass of beer. When he had rested himself, he set off again, driving his cow towards his mother's village. But the heat grew greater as soon as noon came on, till at last he found himself on a wide heath that would take him more than an hour to cross. He began to be so hot and parched that his tongue clave to the roof of his mouth.
"I can find a cure for this," thought he. "Now I will milk my cow and quench my thirst." So he tied her to the stump of a tree and held his leathern cap to milk into. But